Thanks for the interview. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Where do I begin? Can I begin where I first found you?
Yes, please.
Don't judge. It was Alvin and the Chipmunks, okay?
Adorable.
It was. And I said, who is that girl? And then I did the lookup, and then I find I have an opportunity to talk with you. So here I am today.
Adorable.
Why don't we start with that movie, first of all? I mean, you had that starring role in it with Jason Lee and then all the Chipmunks. Did you get to work with Amy Poehler and them, or were they just really out of the picture?
That's all ADR voice work. So I didn't get to meet them. No.
Oh.
But it was such a cool experience. It was one of my first big movies I've ever done.
So you got to work with their characters, but they weren't there, right?
Correct.
That's got to be so strange to do.
Well, I mean, there's stuffed animals that they would put in place for your eyeline, you know?
Ah.
We would just be kind of acting with the stuffed animal.
But it worked, huh?
Oh, yeah, it worked.
Well, what blows me away, you have a career in it's television, it's film, it's stand-up. You've got, what, 6 comedy specials now?
I mean, it evolves for sure. You have a vision, you have a plan, you go for it, and then you adjust. You're constantly detouring, making a left, making a right, but always keeping your eye on the prize. That is the life, is the journey to get to said goal. Because the goal isn't it. It's something to, like, keep your eyes on and keep focused on, but it's really the journey getting there. That's where you experience everything.
You're doing something that I thought only Nate Bergatz could do, and it's pretty clean comedy.
Yeah, and I've been working with Nate for years. Nate used to open for me years ago, and now he's just thriving and shining, and I'm so, so happy for him, and I'm so grateful for what he's doing for the art of working clean in comedy. He's showing people, when you think of clean comedy, you think, oh, it must be cheesy, it's probably corny, but it's actually not. I mean, look at him, he's thriving, and he's like the best example of that.
So what are we going to hear and see when you come to the Akron area? I know it's not until October, so we've got plenty of time, but I'm assuming your show is evolving, and so what you're doing now won't necessarily be what you do when you come here.
Well, yes, we got some time, but you want to get your tickets ASAP because it will sell out. I'm coming with my brand new hour. My most recent hour that I recorded is called Say I Want. It's on YouTube right now.
Mm-hmm.
I filmed it in Nashville, Tennessee. And that whole hour is really me being a fish out of water, a California girl moving to the South, and what that's about. And, you know, it's like I learned so much from ordering iced tea at the restaurant. Like, it comes with 3 pounds of sugar in it. And they call it sweet tea. I call it diabetes. You know what I mean? Like, I had a lot to learn moving to the South. That was my last hour. This hour, I'm talking about being a brand new mom in my 40s, and what's that like, and how that's affected my marriage. You know, like, my husband and I, we've been married for 14 years now. Then we have a baby. All of a sudden, now he just annoys me for no reason. Like, what is that? Like, you always breathe that way? You've always done it like that? Why? I just notice it right now. You know what I mean? Like, there's just all kinds of stuff of marriage and life, and how being a new mom in my 40s has changed things about my body, what I'm capable of. And like I said, it's just how can I connect and relate to other humans in the building, and where you can see yourself in my stories? And so that's kind of what I'm talking about in this new hour that I'm coming with.
That is awesome. Well, Angela, thank you so much for your time today. Fun interview, and I think it's going to be a great show.
Come to the show.
Looking forward to seeing you. You have a great day, and thanks for the call.
You too. Bye-bye.